Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning Maimer of the Imre Emes, not the Ger Rebbe. Reb Leibel Eger also has a sefer called Imre Emes in the Parsha, where he talks a lot about the Parsha and the Zmiros. Very, very tifa in Yanim. This year should be a schus for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther and Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana. They should both have bracha v'hatzlacha. We say in the Zmiros about someone who keeps Shabbos, Azura la shosim bashvi v'charish v'katzur alamim posim b'pesiyah katana, etc. Tzitkosam tatzir ke'or shivas hayamim. Their tzitkus will shine like the light of the 7 days. Explains the Holy Reb Leibel Yeshlomar b'zeh. We can explain these words as follows. It's interesting, I did a search in my Otzer HaChachma program. How many Svarim discuss this word, these words, this sentence in the Zemer, and it's remarkable. They spent a lot of time trying to figure out what this Zmiros means. It's not just a song, it has meaning also. What does it mean? That their tzidkus lights shines like the light of the 7 days. Kinei makor v'sharish midas tzadik b'ha'avos ha'kadoshim ha'yitzchak avinu alav shalom. The source and the root of the mid of tzadik, the mid of the tzaddik we know is Shmiras Habris. How do we know that the mid of tzaddik, the root in the Avos, is with Yitzchak Avinu? Because Yitzchak Avinu, Mitzchak Avinu's Madrega was Gvura and Tzimtzum. And that's what a tzaddik is Mitzamtzem himself, he's Mizgaber on himself, in order not to allow himself to be pogame, to blemish, to damage this mid of tzidkus, that he keeps his eyes local and his ears, and he's careful about what he says, and he's careful with his bris kodesh, with his machshavis. It's all tzimtzum. Ki achar kach bispashtus hanofim. Afterwards, when it branches out from the avos, it goes to Yosef HaTzadik. We know that Yosef's midah was tzadik. Tzadik yisod olam, midah of yisod, the foundation of the world. And that was Yosef, who we know is able to withstand the great temptation of Eishes Potiphar. Omnam, b'shoresh ha'avos ha'kadoshim ha'yitzchak avinu shoresh ha'midah zu. So in the banim, it was expressed in Yosef. But in the avos, the root of this midah is to be found primarily in Yitzchak. And that's why Yitzchak was the first person who was nimol l'shmona. He had his bris milah properly on the 8th day. Avraham Avinu had it much later. And not only that, but he was born from Avraham Avinu, who is a Mohul. So he has a special connection to Bris. He has his Bris on the 8th day. And he was born to Avraham Avinu, who is a Mohul. And as we've already explained, says Reb Leibel, Mipchinas Tzadik Nimshach Or HaElyon. From this mid of Bechin of Tzadik, person who has this aspect, this element of being a tzaddik, of being Shomer Bris, that is what draws down the divine light. Like Chazal say on the Pasuk, Or Zeruah LaTzaddik, should tzaddikim la'or, the tzaddikim get the light, they bring down the Or Elyon, Or Zeruah LaTzaddik. It's also Merumah, when God first created light, the Sofei Tevos, the last letters of Es Ha'or Ki Tov, it's Tav Reish Yud Beis, Bris. Es Ha'or Ki Tov, that's Bris. Bris brings the good light. Tov, as we know in Kabbalah, is Romeis L'midas Tzadik. And also, Befol Ha'mai Maisa Chituch Ha'orlo, Ha'saris Ha'machshich U'machasa Ala Ha'tara, She'izgal Ha'or Ha'boyer, K'mashikosev U'mibsari Echazel Eloika. When they do the Maisa Chituch Ha'orlo, that removes the Orla. The Orla is what darkens, what brings the darkness to the Atara, to the crown, to the Ospris Kodesh. And then when one removes the Orla, there's this great light. And that's why it says, after the Bris Milo, Mibsari, from my flesh I can see God, Kiviyachol, because the Or HaBoyer is Mizgal after the Bris Milo. And that's why when Yitzchak Avinu became Shalem, and this Midah, he's the root of this Midah, it says that his eyes became blind, he couldn't see. Why? Because he couldn't see a gashmiyistik of things. Because he is the source now of the divine, true divine light. Like we find like this in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Pasuk Vayivarech Elohim B'Seyom HaShvi'i, Kevin Lo Shtakach Be Mizoina, Ma Birch Zo Shtakach Be, why is the seventh day blessed? There's no Mazon on the seventh day, there's no Man on the seventh day. So what's the blessing? And the answer is that all blessings are totally in the seventh day. Since it's the source of all blessing, you don't have blessing on it itself. Shabbos is the makor of bracha, but you don't find the bracha on Shabbos if there was no man on Shabbos, but it's the source of bracha for all 7 days. So the Shabbos Kodesh is the makor of bracha shel kol hayomim. And that's why there was no man, even though man is a davar ruchni. But since it was malubish a little bit in Gashmias, it was enclosed in a Gashmiastic form. There's no room for it on Shabbos. Because then, when you're in the world of the Makor, the spiritual world of source, there's no room for Gashmias at all. And so too here also, Yitzchak Avinu was the Makor of Midas Tzadik. Makorah Dinahore Ilah. He was the source of divine light. And therefore his eyes became blind from seeing. Because he can't have light himself. He was in a completely spiritual world. Just like you can't have physical bracha on Shabbos, there was no man. So to Yitzchak couldn't have the physical bracha of seeing light, because he himself was the source of light. And he was the source that all brachas should come out of him, like Shabbos. From Shabbos comes out all the bracha and all the kedusha. The haynu, meyos haShabbos kolul gam mekedushas hayisod, asher umabua debeira makor habracha vaKedusha kayadu v'tzel tzitkasa. Shabbos is includes in it the kedusha of yisod. Yisod is kedushas habris. It's the midah of guarding one's bris. It's the foundation of the world. And it's the source of all bracha in the world, of all kedusha in the world. And that's pshat in the word tzidkasam, the bechina of tzaddik. Yisod v'sharish Yitzchak Avinu alav ha-shalom yanimshach ha-or ha-elyon molei birchas Hashem ke'or shivat ha-yamim. That the foundation and the root of Yitzchak Avinu is going to draw down this divine light that's filled with the blessing of God, like the light of the 7 days, Sitkosam Tatsir, because of Bechinas Tzadik, because of Yitzchak Avinu, because of Shmiras HaBris, that is going to shine, that is going to be the source of the light of all 7 days. Hainu Kamo HaShabbos Kodesh, Asher Hu HaOr Shel Kol Shivas Hayom, Nafkin Kol Birchon. Yitzchak is the source of Bracha, just like Shabbos, is the source of the light of the 7 days. ובעיקר עניין כהות עיניו של יצחק תם בברכות יעקב יש לומר גם כן כי היסס אוסלמן לא יהיו הברכות משום דס אינוי שכלל על פיריאס עיני בוסר. And this whole Indian of Yitzchak being blind before he blessed Yankov, the reason may be because the brachas could not come from human intellect and rationale based on the sight of human flesh and not even human intellect. Even the highest level of intellect, you can imagine how smart Yitzchak was. But God didn't want it to come from something human, the brachas. He had great seichel, but the brachas came mimakor or ha'elyon asher bo ve'el asher yesham ruach Hashem lehilach ha'brachas shem yizbu belechton v'yizdabgu b'sharash and shor yankov avinu. He wanted the brachas to come. Hashem wanted the brachas to come from the source of the divine light that was in Yitzchak. And that is where the Spirit of God rested. And that's where the brachas are going to go from Yitzchak, and they're going to be Dovik Vishorish to Yaakov Avinu. They're going to cling to Yaakov at his root on the highest level. Ki zehu ikar b'chinas makor ha-bracha b'chinas helen v'hester. That's the concept of the source of bracha. It's hidden without any hasagas and oshis for ruchanios, without any human conception, spiritual, even spiritual human conception. And that's why Yitzchak couldn't see b'chinas hester v'helem. It was all hidden. It was mamish ka'ayin. He was like nothing. Suma chashuv kameis. He was like nothing. And it says, Chachma me'ayin timatze. The true wisdom comes from ayin. It comes from this nothingness. And Yitzchak was taka the makor of Chachma. He was the source of Chachma, as it says, Reishis Chachma. And what's the Reishis of Chachma? What's the beginning of Chachma? Yiras Hashem, which is Yitzchak's mid of Yira. And that, the beginning of Chachma is Yira. So we wanted this to come from the world of Chachma. Very, very high world, high sphera. So Yitzchak became blind. He was detached from physicality. He was Bechinas Ayin, he was nothing. Chachma me'ayin timatze, and the Chachma came from him. From this Ayin, Chassidus it says, you have to make your Ani into an Ayin. Your I into a nothing, same letters. Yitzchak is Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, is Midas Yira. And then he concludes, and that's Madreig of Yitzchak, Yiras Hashem. Kayadul yodei chen vein laharich. And this is all obviously based on the world of Kabbalah, and I can't be marich, says Reb Leibel. Probably because if we would read it, we wouldn't understand it anyway. In any event, now we have Pshat and Sitkas and Tatsir Kor Shivas Hayamim. The Bechin of Tzaddik shines like the 7 days, like just like Yitzchak was unable to see because he was the source of all light. So to on Shabbos, there was no bracha because Shabbos is the source of all bracha. There was no man. So that's the connection between keeping Shabbos and Sitkas and Tatsir Kor Shivas Hayamim. The midah of tzaddik is like the light of the 7 days. That he himself can't have a gashmi stick of bracha, but he's the source of all gashmis. That's the bechin of tzaddik. Just like Shabbos, it doesn't have bracha itself, but it's the source of bracha for all 7 days. And we also understand why he couldn't see. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that it shouldn't come from any das and noshi. It shouldn't come from anything human, it should come from a much higher place, from the spiritual world of chachma. And Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the Midah of Yitzchak Avinu. We should all be Zocha, Lilmod, Lilam, Vishma, Vilasis, Elokaim, is called Livrei Samu, Taras, Yahavu, Amen, V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.